The U.S. economic recovery from the pandemic is well underway, so says Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen during a Senate committee hearing.
Thanks to this Congress and its passage of the American Rescue Plan, I believe we're well on our way towards that goal.
But Yellen says economic disparities continue to widen in the U.S., and costs related to climate change disasters are expected to double every 5 years. The high cost and shortage of building materials and a shortage of labor are putting a damper on construction. The Commerce Department reports housing starts in May did increase 3.6%, but that was less than expected. And building permits for future construction fell to a seven-month low. About two-thirds of May building activity was on single-family homes, but a new Realtors Association report says the U.S. needs 5.5 million more homes to meet current needs. Mortgage rates are down to a five-week low. The Mortgage Bankers Association's average for a 30-year fixed dropped to 3.11% this week, down 4 basis points. That may be why mortgage applications are up for the first time in a month, although refis increased 5 times more than purchase apps. That hotel Peloton might be spying on you, Bertha Coombs reports.
Peloton users are being warned of a security flaw on the touchscreen that could potentially let their bike be controlled by hackers. Cybersecurity firm McAfee discovered a vulnerability on the Peloton Bike Plus, allowing hackers to access the screen and possibly spy on riders using the microphone and camera. The threat most likely only affects bikes used in public spaces, such as hotels or gyms. That's because a hacker needs to physically access the screen to install malware using a USB drive. Peloton released a software update earlier this month to try to fix that issue. I'm Bertha Coombs.
And Ford's premium Lincoln division is going electric. Its first fully electric vehicle is set to debut next year as part of the brand's 100th birthday. And Lincoln says all models will be electric by 2030. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.